Thanks a lot for staying with us here at Press TV as we now take a look at the revolution in Yemen. As we have been telling you, opposition parties in that country have said that they want clarification from the Persian Gulf Arab states about the proposal that was put forth by them that seeks to end this political crisis in Yemen. The Arab mediation proposal had called on Ali Abdullah Saleh to step down and transfer power to his deputy. But the quote that is concerning opposition parties at this point is the transfer of power. They say that it fails to specify the time frame for Saleh to resign. Well, to discuss the situation in Yemen a bit further, we're now joined by Mr. Ralph Shahman, who is a political commentator. Mr. Shahman, how do you feel about, again, the opposition, legitimately criticizing the fact that there is no time frame for Saleh to resign? And secondly, as Mr. Alisa mentioned, the fact that Mr. Saleh would be immune from prosecution in the future.
We have to be clear here, the nominal intermediaries here are the Gulf Cooperation Council forces, which are occupying Bahrain as we speak, along with the Saudis. In fact, in that regard, 20,000 Saudis are suddenly going to be made into Bahraini citizens. These are Saudis associated with the most horrific repression and are now going to be part of shock troops, but called Bahrainis. As a measure of the nature of intervention or mediation by the GCC, including Qatar, and of course the issue here becomes very clear when they call for Saleh to allow the opposition joint meeting parties, the JMP, to lead a transitional national unity government. It's based upon the predicate that they accept the essential politics and power structure as it exists without Saleh. And that is comparable to the removal of Mubarak while leaving the military apparatus in total control in Cairo with the emergency measures intact and with edicts which declare that if anyone advocates a demonstration or advocates a challenge to the 10% of the population that owns 90% of the wealth in Egypt, they go to jail for a year. So it would be in Yemen with this proposal, and the opposition, mainly in the streets, understands very clearly that the cosmetic removal of Saleh does not represent a transformation of the politics or the structure of power in Yemen, and that's the nature of this exercise. I should point out that, as was mentioned, hundreds of thousands of Yemeni protesters have rallied for the second straight day, and they are being shot down. Gas has been unleashed against them. That apparatus will not be removed if Saleh is removed. Whether there are conditions for preventing prosecution of Saleh or not, but bear in mind that the desire on the part of the GCC and the Saudis to prevent prosecution of Saleh goes to the question of the structure that he represents and his associates who are rife through the military and rife through the structure of current institutional control of Yemen linked to the Saudis for decades, as we know. So basically, you have a revolutionary uprising unfolding in Yemen that transcends the limits of merely focusing on one person, but rather the structure of power, the class oppression, the links to the Saudis that he represents. And there cannot be a transformation of Yemen if there's but a cosmetic removal of Saleh, while all of that brutal apparatus is essentially intact under another rubric. Whatever cosmetic character the JMC is allowed to give it.
Mr. Shahman, I'd like to focus on another part of this so-called mediation proposal that was put forth by the Persian Gulf states. You know, it says that they want Ali Abdullah Saleh to step down and transfer power to his deputy. Now, I find that very interesting considering there's no really language of democracy in here or of the people's demands. Again, does this again show that maybe the Persian Gulf states are A, very nervous about any democracy coming to Yemen, and B, are simply not really putting much thought into any mediation proposals they're putting forth?
The mediation proposal is not about mediation, but demobilization of the resistance. The demand that they have made is that Saleh would transfer powers to his vice president. The opposition stated, according to both Xinhua and, interestingly enough, Voice of America, that they had rejected the plan because it protected the president and his family from prosecution. But it should be clear that the vice president has almost no political or significant difference with the president, who he has serviced and of whose apparatus he has been a component for the very time that these great crimes have been committed against the population in Yemen. So the question before us is that the efforts on the part of the Gulf Cooperation Council and the Saudis, which means essentially the United States, to demobilize the population, are centered around removing the symbol of oppression, but not the substance of it. And that is, of course, the nature of the maintenance of imperial control and country-selling regimes in command, and of preventing a mass uprising, which is essentially about the exploitation of people, the deep immiseration of vast masses of people, and the exploitation of their resources, which the United States and its capitalist allies impose through country-selling regimes like that of Saleh or that of Al-Khalifa or that of Mubarak. But the apparatus through which they have suppressed the population is going to be remaining intact if it's left in the hands of either the United States or its stooges in Riyadh or the GCC countries.
And we were all joined on the line from Berkeley, California, by Mr. Ralph Shahnman, who is a political commentator.